This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research. This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.
Manifesting financial abundance, the perfect partner, or anything else you desire is now easier than ever, thanks to the world's first manifesting mask from HiSomni.com. Without any extra effort, the manifesting mask from HiSomni will help you remove the old limiting beliefs and bad habits holding you down and replace them with new neural pathways to start attracting what you truly desire. Get your very own manifesting mask today at a massive 35% discount and with 6 additional freebies from HiSomni.com, the world's first manifesting mask, now available to everyone at HiSomni.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
What's interesting about this is Koberger himself put it out there when he was much younger in those internet postings about talking about the visual snow, about not feeling emotionally connected, about not having any sort of empathy, about treating his dad like crap, as he put it, and saying that he doesn't know why he does it. He can recognize that his dad has done so much for him and that his dad is a good guy and doesn't deserve to be treated that way. But Koberger seems to have difficulty not treating him that way. He seems to be kind of struggling with it and can't quite figure out why. And to everybody on the outside, you go, well, just stop being an asshole to your dad. You know, it's not that hard. But that seemed to be a really a bridge too far. Why do you think that is? Why would that be a struggle for someone? What's going on in their brains that just being a decent human being to another person that treats you with respect be so hard?
Yeah, this is the lack of empathy. And we do know that people with psychopathic personality, that there's a biological component to it, a huge biological component to it. And it has to do with the wiring between the amygdala and the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. That's the empathy center. And in normal brains, those two parts of the brain are well connected, and that allows us to have empathic attunement and connection with other people. Some people are born without it, and we can't blame them in that sense. It's like, it's, you know, you were just born with a faulty brain, and they can have enough wherewithal to stand back and say, okay, there is something different about me. But just knowing that they're different doesn't mean that they can overcome it, because they just are not quite right.
And that's the next question. Is there overcoming that? Had, you know, he was being a red flag for himself. Hey, there's something wrong. There's something wrong here. Had he gotten the right help, and I'm not saying that he didn't. I mean, it seems that he did go and get diagnosed and all that. I don't know what exactly his parents did when he was younger. I don't know what he did. Yeah. So I'm not trying to fault them by any means. But just in theory, does a person exist? Is there something out there that would have existed that could have fixed Brian Koberger and this broken brain, if it's him and if it's the way that we seem to see it as being from what he's been presenting?
You know, it's really, really hard to answer that. And my guess is that he had a lot of support from the family. That looks, you know, it looks to me like they're good people. He probably, as we get the whole story of his background, he probably did have a lot of extra help. We know he had treatment when he was in the, you know, the substance abuse program. So it's a wonderful philosophical question.
Yeah.
Can you do anything about a person who has a brain that is simply not structurally normal?
Mm-hmm.
We like to think that if you get kids at a young age who have these kind of psychopathic traits, and you can at least teach them how behaving differently toward other people will benefit them in the long run, that you can at least shape them to some degree and turn them in a more pro-social or positive direction. But I don't think we really know. And I don't think that there's any data to prove that you can take somebody who was really born with deficits. And in his case, it's alleged, which is completely reasonable, that he has autism. But I would say, in addition to autism, you can be psychopathic and sadistic and have autism at the same time. One
sure.
does not rule out the other. So this is somebody that just really no fault of his own was born wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things were just not quite right for him. And I think it's really important for the families. Imagine the torment if you really were a wonderful parent and you did everything right by your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a kid turn out like this and everybody turns and looks at you and points the finger and says, what did you do to him? You know, I just don't think we can go there because there are things about the brain we don't understand, but we do know enough with brain imaging that, whoa, some people are really different.
What do you think the conversation was on the phone calls that he made to his parents the morning of the murders? Because that was revealed on Dateline as well, that shortly after, when he got back home in the early morning hours, there was two phone calls to his family home in Pennsylvania. One was, I believe, 20-some minutes. The other was 40-some minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the content of those calls was. If, in fact, he did this, like I said, would have just been hours after these murders took place. It would have been right in the timeline next to where he's doing the thumbs up selfie. Mm-hmm. And right before he gets back in the car and then does another pass at the house. Is that a happy, peppy conversation, you think? I could actually see it being more of that than it is any sort of down and out. Clearly, I don't think he confessed to his parents or anything like that.
No.
But what would you imagine that conversation to be?
I think he was in a terrific mood. I think he felt powerful. He had fulfilled this fantasy that he'd had for months, if not years. And whatever the content was, we don't know. But my guess is his mood was elevated and he was peppy. Good word.
And it's interesting when you look at all of this peppy, happy. He was also, according to his students, very laid back after these murders took place. Suddenly there was a very different Koberger in the classroom. It wasn't the very hard-edged and difficult to work with and difficult to be heard with Brian Koberger. This was someone who was suddenly grading papers on a whim and giving everybody great grades, not being super critical. What does that say about it? Is that part of the euphoria of I'm in a great mood, so who cares about this anymore? Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry. I mean, what is that?
Yeah, it was like the act of the killings, this thing that had this pressure that had been building up for so long that he was so fixated on. It was like just a release of that tension.
Mm-hmm.
And so you saw this, you know, this less intense guy.
One more clip. This is about Brian's attempt to make some friends at a pool party. From Dateline, let's take a look.
A party goer observed that at one point, Brian Koberger became fixated on two young women dressed in bikinis. Fixated was the word our source used. But one of the women was married and gave her nearby husband a nonverbal signal, rescue me. So the husband approached Koberger and the women jumped into the pool. But we're told that Koberger didn't take the hint, brushed off the husband, moved over to the edge of the pool, near the women. It was all very off-putting, the partygoer would later say. It was the very next day, the day after the pool party, when Holly's cell phone buzzed. A message from Brian Koberger.
The wording of the text as I look back on it is kind of peculiar.
Here it is, the actual text sent July 10th, 2022 at 1:19 p.m. Quote, hey, I'm pretty sure we spoke about hiking trips yesterday. I really enjoy that activity, so please let me know. Thanks.
It was almost overly formal. I really enjoy that activity. So, you know, can you follow up with me about that?
So did Holly, in fact, let Brian Koberger know about plans to hike, as he had asked? No, she did not.
There's not really a good explanation.
Yeah, so you got two things there. He's totally either missing or ignoring the cues at the pool party. And also sending out really weird worded texts that just don't quite seem human to them. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the pool party. And was he missing the cues of the men saying, hey, you know, this is my wife? And, you know, most healthy people would be like backing off pretty quick, either embarrassed and scurrying away or just like, hey, you know, sorry, man, I didn't know. And most men would be like, it's okay, I hear, you know, whatever. But he just kind of kept going full throttle. Like, I don't care that you're here. I'm attracted to you. Walk me through the mind process of what someone like a Koberger, if in fact this is him, would maybe be thinking at this moment in time when he's approached at the pool by the husband of the woman he's gawking at.
One of the things about autism, which is kind of one of the hallmarks of it, in fact, is the difficulty with mentalizing, which means the ability to put themselves in someone else's point of view or else's shoes. And so in that way, it's very much tied into empathy. And it sounds like, again, things that would be completely normal to you or I, that he just didn't get it. He just didn't see it. It didn't register. So that's how I would make sense of that. Again, it goes back to his brain just doesn't quite pick up on signals the way the rest of us do.
He's unaware that he's creepy when he's being creepy.
Exactly.
And that probably is a major frustration to him. I mean, that if you just think about that for a second, if the actions that you just thought were like just normal, like you're just going about your life, and then somebody, everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's really creepy what you were doing and what you were saying. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what do you mean? Like, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But never taking the step back though either. And that's a choice point too of, oh, well, this is new input. Maybe I should adjust my behavior.
Yeah.
If I'm not good at picking up on it, maybe I should learn from that. And
exactly.
Go.
Exactly.
And it seems he didn't choose to do that. It seems the choice was more so it's everyone else's fault and constant frustration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And clearly, this is a guy who was really sexually driven too. I mean, there's so much of this inappropriate behavior is around women and, you know, women that he considered attractive. So I think when we talk about the contents of his mind, he was thinking about sex all the time, and he was very frustrated and increasingly over the years entertaining these violent, you know, sadistic kinds of fantasies.
Is it an effect of basically being like this, where you're creepy and you're putting off women and they seem to just be repelled from you like an opposite end of a magnet? Does that drive that sexual fantasy and that sexual desire even more just because you've had little to no success with it your entire life? And that's like the one thing that you want at it's the one thing you have like zero skills at getting close to, and you actively are pushing them away and you don't even know why.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you nailed it exactly. Yeah. And increasingly angry about the fact that, you know, that's the classic incel line. All the Chads get all the Stacys and we're just left out, and that's not fair. So we're going to kill them all.
Yeah. It's an amazing world we live in, and the way some of these minds work or don't.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Manifesting financial abundance, the perfect partner, or anything else you desire, is now easier than ever, thanks to the world's first manifesting mask from HiSomni.com. Without any extra effort, the manifesting mask from HiSomni will help you remove the old limiting beliefs and bad habits holding you down, and replace them with new neural pathways to start attracting what you truly desire. Get your very own manifesting mask today at a massive 35% discount and with 6 additional freebies from HighSomni.com, the world's first manifesting mask, now available to everyone at HighSomni.com. Manifesting financial abundance, the perfect partner, or anything else you desire, is now easier than ever thanks to the world's first manifesting mask from HighSomni.com. Without any extra effort, the manifesting mask from HighSomni will help you remove the old limiting beliefs and bad habits holding you down and replace them with new neural pathways to start attracting what you truly desire. Get your very own manifesting mask today at a massive 35% discount and with 6 additional freebies from HighSomni.com, the world's first manifesting mask, now available to everyone at HighSomni.com. Manifesting financial abundance, the perfect partner, or anything else you desire, is now easier than ever thanks to the world's first manifesting mask from HighSomni.com. Without any extra effort, the manifesting mask from HighSomni will help you remove the old limiting beliefs and bad habits holding you down and replace them with new neural pathways to start attracting what you truly desire. Get your very own manifesting mask today at a massive 35% discount and with 6 additional freebies from HighSomni.com, the world's first manifesting mask, now available to everyone at HighSomni.com.